Michigan City ban on display of WKTP+ flags on public property upheld. By Simon Kent on September 10, 2025. The exclusion of WKTP+ flags from display on public property in a Detroit area city is not a breach of the Constitution, a judge ruled Monday. AP reports U.S. District Judge David Lawson dismissed a lawsuit against Hamtramck, 2 years after the city council voted to allow only 5 flags, including the American flag, the Michigan flag, and flags that represent the international character of residents. Critics of the new policy maintain Hamtramck was violating free speech and discriminating against the gay community by the hurtful exclusion of their multicolored standard. But Lawson said the city's policy stands because it bans all private flags, not just some. Hamtramck's refusal to display the gay pride flag did not violate the Constitution, the judge said, per the AP report. The council voted in favor of the flags policy in June 2023. The following month, two members of the city's Human Relations Commission were removed from their positions for flying pride flags on city property, Fox News notes. This council believes in fairness, neutrality towards our residents, and the rule of law, amongst other things for this community. We passed a resolution recently to do just that, and two of our sworn commissioners outright defied it and did what they wanted, council member Khalil Rifai said in a statement at the time. Businesses and residents in Hamtramck, an enclave surrounded by Detroit with a population 27,000, may still fly pride flags on their private property, but the judge's ruling confirms it is not an issue to be embraced by civic authorities as it has been elsewhere in the country. CBS News reports earlier this year, police investigated several incidents of alleged vandalism after residents said a person was seen snatching WKTP+ flags from private residences. Police confirmed a suspect, who appeared to be a younger male or teen, walked up to a home and took the flag from the front porch. Police said that a person, believed to be the same suspect, attempted to take the flag 2 days prior but was unsuccessful. The cases are under investigation. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.